我爱昆达之音服务员林青，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年4月19日，星期五。我们今天又能非常荣幸的聆听到我们敬爱的咖啡先生 Mara 给我们讲述今天的博家放歌的早课。Hare Krishna。
Yeah,
just not done. Okay. 下面哪个时间？
9:27。
了解。嗯。
Jai Radha Madhava。Yashodhanandana Rajajana Ranjana Yamunatira Anacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabeha Gopijana Bala Ibarada Gopijana Bala Ibarada Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Yashodhananda Rajajanaranjana Yamunatira Anacha Jai Radha Kunjabi. Okay, what verse?
Chapter 9, verse number 27.
Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Nine Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.
Jai.
Okay, this is chapter 9, Bhagavad Gita. Text number 27.
国家放歌第九章第二十七节。
Namo Krishna Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tira Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurabhani Pracharini Nirvisesha Sunivari Paschacharya Yat Karoshi Yat Pasnashi Yat Jehosi Tadasi Yat Yat Tapasyasi Konteya Yat Purushva Madharpana Yat Karoshi Yat Asnasi Yat Jehosi Tadasi Yat Yat Tapasyasi Konteya Tat Purushva Madharpana Yat Karoshi Yat Asnasi Yat Jehosi Tadasi Yat yatta pashyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madhavinam. Word for word, yat.
四个字, yat.
Whatever. Kuroshi.
Kuroshi.
You do.
你做.
Yat.
Yat.
Whatever.
无论什么.
You eat.
你吃.
Ashnasi.
Ashnasi.
You eat.
你吃.
Yat.
Yat.
Whatever.
无论什么.
Jehoshi.
Jehoshi.
You offer.
你供奉.
Dadasi.
Dadasi.
You give away.
你施舍.
Yat.
Yat.
Whatever.
无论什么.
Yat.
Yat.
Whatever.
无论什么.
Tapasyasi.
Tapasyasi.
Austerity.
你从事的苦行.
Kaunteya.
Kaunteya.
A son of Kunti.
Kunti的儿子.
Tat.
Tat.
That.
Na.
Kurushva.
Kurushva.
Do.
做.
Mat.
Mat.
Unto me.
让我.
Arpanam.
Arpanam.
As an offering.
当作供品.
Translation. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me.
译文, Kunti的儿子呀, 无论你做什么,吃什么,供奉或者施舍什么,从事什么样的苦行, 都应该把它们, 当作给我的供奉去做。
Okay, and then we want to purport. Thus, it is the duty of everyone to mold his life in such a way he will not forget Krishna in any circumstance. Everyone has to work for maintenance of his body and soul together, and Krishna recommends herein that one should work for him. Everyone has to eat something to live. Therefore, he should accept the remnants of food offered to Krishna. Any civilized man has to perform some ritualistic activity, ceremony. Therefore, Krishna recommends, do it for me. And this is called archana. Everyone has a tendency to give something in charity. Krishna says, give it to me. And this means that all surplus money accumulated should be utilized in furthering the Krishna consciousness movement. Nowadays, people are very much inclined to the meditational process, which is not practical in this age. But if anyone practices meditating on Krishna 24 hours a day by chanting Hare Krishna mantra round his beads, he is surely the greatest meditator and the greatest yogi, is substantiated in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
要知，因此每一个人的责任都是使自己或一种在任何情况下都不忘记Krishna的生活。每一个人都是为维持生命而工作，那在此推荐人应该为他工作。每一个人都得为活命而吃东西，所以应该吃给Krishna供奉他的食物。 任何文明人都得给一些宗教，Krishna因此推荐说：“为我做，这被称为Acharna。每个人都有，Krishna说，把它给我。这意思是积累起来的多余的钱，都应该用于推动Krishna意识运动的发展。如今的人们都非常的倾向于打坐冥想。” 而他在这个年代使用，但是如果有谁能够通过在他的念珠上吟诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗来练习一天24小时的冥想 Krishna， 那么正如国家梵第六章所证实的，他无疑是最伟大的冥想家，最伟大的瑜伽师。
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swaparam. Panchakalpa Chubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evicha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo. This is a, of course, important verse for us.
那毫无疑问，这节诗对我们来说是一件非常重要的事情。
Because we're all doing something, we're all giving away things, you know, all these different things we mentioned now.
因为在这里面就提到了所有的这些事情，因为我们每一个人呢都会给予东西，我们每一个人也都会一直在从事着活动。
And mostly we're doing it for ourselves.
但是大部分的时候呢，我们都是在为自己做这些事情。
Or some are doing it for their family or even their nation or even everybody, but that's also for themselves. They get reward, they get prestige, they get something for it.
那有人在做这些事情的时候呢，可能是为他的家庭，为他的民族，甚至是为其他的人做的。但是实际上他做这些事情也是为他自己做的，因为他做了这些事情以后呢，可以获得荣誉，可以获得名利，可以获得各种各样的好处。
So it's kind of like a first step, you know.You don't have to change, just whatever you're doing, offer it to Krishna.
对，这就像我们要做走出的第一步，就是我们不需要改变我们所做的事情，但是我们无论做什么都把它供奉给 Krishna.
Of course, some things are not offerable to Krishna, so we have to, we have to give up some things.
We have to what? Sorry.
Give up, you know, simple.
Oh, okay.OK, 但是呢有一些活动有一些事情呢是没有办法供奉给 Krishna 的，所以说呢我们就要学着放弃做一些有罪的事儿。
But even if someone has some sinful business or something, they can give some of the profit to Krishna.
但是即便是有人在从事罪恶的勾当或交易的话，他也可以把他这些勾当和交易所获得的一些益处的一部分供奉给 Krishna.
SoGaurijana Prabhu explains in his book, Surrender to Me. Bhakti is different. First we surrender to the order of the Guru and then we do something.
So Gaurijana Prabhu 就给我们写了向我臣服这本书。那么他就讲到了这个 Bhakti 是不一样的。那首先呢我们是要臣服于我们的 Guru, 并且然后根据我们的 Guru 的这个教导呢去向 Krishna 为 Krishna 做服务。
But still, we can do whatever our duties are in this world and do it for Krishna.
但是呢，我们依然可以继续从事我们在这个世界要从事的各种各样的职责。但是我们在从事这些职责的时候呢，为 Krishna 去做。
So bhakti means you directly connect to Krishna, Prabhupada explains.
那么bhakti 的意思呢，就是你直接的指向 Krishna。说到他把在这里面解释了。
Karma yoga is doing something for Krishna and Krishna karma, but it's not pure. We're also doing something for ourselves.
那么 karma yoga 呢是为 Krishna 从事一些活动，但是呢这个活动它不是纯粹的，依然还是在为自己去从事这些活动。
So Krishna includes karma yoga in the Bhagavad Gita, but it's not the ultimate. It's a step.
所以说呢 ，Krishna 就把 Karma Yoga 活动瑜伽给涵盖在了《博伽梵歌》里面，但是呢，这并不是我们终极的路径。
So whatever you're doing, doing it for Krishna.
所以无论你做什么，都为 Krishna 而做。
So another example is in Lord Chaitanya when he's discussing with Ramananda Roy.
那么另外一个例子就是当初 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 向 Ramananda Roy 在解释的时候
That's considered one of the most important parts of it.
Right?
one of the most important conversations in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy 之间的这个对话呢，被认为是在整部的 Chaitanya 经里面的非常重要的一节对话。
So the Lord is asking different questions.
所以在这个里面呢，主呢就问了各种各样不同的问题。
It's a very unique conversation for Krishna.
那么这对于 Krishna 来讲呢是非常 for, 那么、哦、这就是关于 Krishna 的非常的独特的一段对话。
Because there's many conversations, but usually someone is asking questions to Krishna.
因为通常来说在对话的过程中呢是人们会向 Krishna 提问。
And the disciples asking the guru, but in this case, Krishna is asking the questions.
或者是门徒向 guru 来提问。但是在Chaitanya Mahaprabhu和 Ramananda Roy 的这个情节里面呢是主在提问问题。
So,Ramananda Roy, Krishna said, Lord Chaitanya said, recite a verse about the ultimate goal of life.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 他就诵读了一个诗节，这个诗节里面就讲到了，就是最终极的路径就是 bhakti.
Ramananda Roy said, if one executes his prescribed duties, then he awakens his original Krishna consciousness.
Ramananda Roy 就说呢，当一个人在去执行他的固定的职责的时候，他也可以唤醒他的 Krishna 知觉。
That's like, you know, Varnashram.
那比如说像 Varnashram 灵性四阶段和社会四阶层的体系。
Then there's a verse course. That Vishnu is worshipped by doing a prescribed duties properly in Varnashram.
所以说在 Varnashram 的体系里面 Vishnu 被崇拜着而使得整个这个体系变得繁荣发展
One has to be in the Varnashram in the more Varnashram
那么所以人呢他必须要处在 Varnashram 的这个体系里面
But Lord Chaitanya said that that's external
但是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢这是一种外在的状态
So then the Lord said, you better tell me something other, different.
然后主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对 Ramananda Roy 说呢，你得跟我讲一些其他的不一样的事情。
So Ramananda Roy said, to offer the results of one's activity to Krishna is the essence of perfection.
然后 Ramananda Roy 就说了，把你的这个活动的结果供奉给 Krishna 是bhakti 的精髓。
And then he gave this verse, yet karoshi, yet asnasi, yet johosi, didasi, yet tapasisi kunteya, tat karushwa matavana.
然后呢 Ramananda Roy 呢就诵读了今天的这个诗节，就这不再诵歌第九章的第二七诗节。
And that's what we just read, whenever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you sacrifice, whatever charity,Whatever austerity, everything should be offered to Krishna, the results.
那也就是说呢，无论你做什么、吃什么、供奉什么，或者是从事什么的苦行，都应该把他们的这个结果供奉给 Krishna.
Because that's the real purpose of the Varnashram is organizing everything. Not only that everybody's doing the work that they are meant to do,But that given the results are all going to Krishna.
因为呢，这个才是Varnashram 的目的所在。那么在这个 Varnashram 里面呢，去安排所有人去做他们应该所做的这个事情。但是做的这个目的是为了把他们从事这个活动的结果供奉给 Krishna。
So Lord Chaitanya, he comes from the spiritual world.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他是来自于灵性世界的。
And he gave us the Sankirtan movement.
That's different. 那他呢把这个 Sankirtan 运动给了我们，这个是不一样的。
So Lord Chaitanya also said that this is external. You should go more.
那朱彩丹这妈会又接着说呢，那你告诉我这其实也是外在的，你还得跟我说更多的。
Because he's leading it up towards the spiritual platform, but he's doing it so that everything gets explained and can put in its proper place.
因为他这么他在询问的这个过程中呢，其实是要引导，是引入到这个更加灵性的这个话题，但是呢，他需要就是在。正恰当的这个时候去引出这个恰当的话题。
But for our preaching, you know, we have to teach this very often. You know, whatever you're doing, whatever, give everything, give something to Krishna.
但是呢，当我们在进行我们的这个传教的活动的时候呢，我们经常就会用这个师姐，就是经常会大家做什么，或者无论你干什么，都该把他的这个结果，都是要为了 Krishna 而去做这些事情。
Because if somebody gives something to support the Sankirtan movement, to support the devotees who are spreading the Sankirtan movement, they get the same benefit as the devotees who are actually doing the work.
因为如果要是有人能够把他活动的这个结果，服务供奉给 Sankirtan 运动，然后呢，供奉给这些在从事 Sankirtan 运动的这些奉献者去支持他们的这个服务的话，那么他们所得到的这个益处就是和直接的 Sankirtan 奉献者。
Sometimes they worship Vishnu, but they want to merge, they want to disappear, or they want to become God, or different.
但是呢，作为 Mayavadi, 他们觉得是没有神的，而且他们有时候觉得自己呢会变成神。
So Ramananda Roy gave this verse. So it's a, you know, this, they both know everything, but they have to step by step.
那么所以 Ramananda Roy 他就会给了这个时间，因为呢，因为其实 Ramananda Roy 和主持人马哈巴布他们其实都是知道所有的一切的程序的，但是他们要说的要点就是要一步一步的去做，逐渐的去做。
So then, Prabhupada mentions. Famous verse from Bhagavatam, first canto, Dharma Sanustita Pumsa Vishwaksena Katasya Not Padaya Nyarivitim Shama Eva He Kevalam. It's one of my favorite verses.
He
does his Varnashram duties perfectly, but does not cultivate Krishna consciousness.
舍拉帕帕的就引述了圣典不加瓦坛第一篇里面的非常重要的一个师节，就是当一个人他是完美的去履行他的 Varnashram 的职责，但是他并没有唤醒他的 Krishna 知觉。
And Prabhupada says what he says many times, dormant Krishna consciousness, meaning that we all have that Krishna consciousness, but somehow it's not activated.
那释迦牟尼佛他用的这个词呢是沉睡的 Krishna 知觉，也就是说呢，我们每一个人都有 Krishna 知觉，但是呢，没有让它变成一种活跃的状态呢，还。
So even if one is perfectly doing his Varnashram work as a Brahmin or a Kshatriya, but he's not cultivating enough Krishna consciousness, then it's Shrama Eva Kevalam. That means certainly 100% a waste of time.
所以一个人他在他自己的这个 Varnashram 体系里面，无论是在从事他是一个婆罗门应该从事的活动，还是一个萨丁利应该从事的活动，无论他是多么的完美的在从事这个活动，但是他没有去培养他的 Krishna 知觉的话，那无疑都是在浪费时间。
The word meaning there is very interesting.
这个字对字的意思很有意思。
Shrama means useless labor.
Shrama 的意思呢是无用的劳动。
It's like when you know that when they harvest rice, they beat the things, and then the rice comes out.
那比如说 ，you mean the harvest of the grains, right?
Yeah.
They beat the grains and the rice come out. 那就比如说在这个收割的这个季节里面。如果去打这个麦子，那么里面的这个米呢就能够被打出来。
I've seen it. They take a big bunch of the rice that they cut and whack it and whack it and whack it, and when the grains fall out,
就因为我看过这个，我看见过他们这个收割的这个状态，就是他们一直在不断的这个打这个麦子，然后打着打着呢，就把这个米呢就给打出来了。
But then if somebody picks up the ones that are already empty and beats them, they won't get any rice.
但是如果要是，就是如果要是这个谷子，不是麦子，是谷子，就如果要是把这个谷子它已经是空的话，你再怎么打也不可能把那里面的米从那个包里面给打出来。
They'll just get very tired.
但是呢，它却很疲惫。
So Shrama means useless labor, Eva means only, and he means certainly.
那么 Shrama 的意思呢是，Shrama 的意思呢是无用的劳动，E 的意思呢是他，sorry, which one is certainly?
Eva means only, and he means certainly.
Eva 的意思呢是指，然后 he 的意思呢是必然的。
And Kevala means entirely.
Kevalam 的意思是全部的。
So, Shrama Avi Kevalam, certainly only completely useless waste of time. It's not developing Krishna consciousness.
Shrava Eva Kevalam 的意思就是说，如果要是没有把它用作去培养自己的 Krishna 知觉的话，那就是完全的无用功。
So we don't want to just work, you know, perfectly and be a good karmi without knowing Krishna. We want people to know something about Krishna.
所以呢，我们不想仅仅是使劲的努力的去工作，但是呢，对 Krishna 却一无所知。
That's why Krishna makes temples and so many different ways that people can, you know, make offering to Krishna or do some service for Krishna.
那就为什么 Krishna 他会在各地都会有自己的庙，然后这样的话呢，就可以让大家有这种机会可以去为 Krishna 做各种各样的供奉和各种各样的服务。
So what Chaitanya is leading to is to get up to pure bhakti.
那么 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他所引导我们要得到的呢是纯粹的 bhakti。
But we know that Krishna in Bhagavad Gita He gave something for the karmis, for the gyanis, for the yogis, everything. But everything is tied up to, you know, the conclusion's always there. If you read everything, you know, that of all the yogis, the best is the one who's always thinking of Krishna.
但是在薄伽梵歌里面呢，Krishna 是给这个 karmis。一些信息也给了 Gyanis 一些信息，也给了瑜伽师一些信息。但是我们可以看到，其实所有的这一切，它都是连接在一起的，然后最终都是为了得到 Krishna 知觉。
Yogi nama pi sarvesham madhikena taratam. Of all the yogis, the best one is the one who's always engaged in Krishna service.
在所有的瑜伽师中，最棒的瑜伽师是从事于对 Krishna 的服务的瑜伽师。
And Lord Chaitanya kindly made that very simple also.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，把这个也非常简单的给呈现了出来。
Varnasham duties can be very complicated.
Varnasham 的体系的这个职责的责任可能是非常的复杂的去执行的。
Especially for Brahmana, there's so many technical rules and everything.
特别是对于婆罗门来说呢，有很多的技术上的规范和原则。
That's to keep him on the right track, but for Bhakti, it's simple.
To keep him what?
Bhakti is very, to keep the Brahman, you know, they have to do this, can't do this, have to do that, and it keeps them from getting in trouble.
Okay, 那么就是因为这个让Brahman 的婆罗门要特别的复杂的去从事各种各样的活动的原因呢，就是为了要让他们躲开各种各样的麻烦。 但是呢 ，Bhakti 的程序呢却非常的简单。
So we have in Bhakti also because we're not pure regulated activities.
We are also sorry, here the first part.
But Rupa Goswami gave us information that's from the Padma Purana that the essence of all the rules and regulations is always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna.
Rupa Goswami 把这个最终极的这个规范和原则给了我们。那么这个呢是摘自于 Padma Purana 就是他往出说的。那么这个原则是什么呢？就是永远都记住规矩，永远都不要忘记它。
So all the activities that we have given to us by Prabhupada, to the Prabhupada, is to help us remember Krishna.
所以说呢，舒拉帕帕他所帮我们设立的各种各样的活动，其实都是为了让我们，帮助我们能够时刻的记住 Krishna。Far much, I cannot hear you very well. I don't
know. Doing everything for Krishna.
就是为 Krishna 做一切的事，就是一切事情都是为 Krishna 做的。
And it gives us, you know, a society organization where we can do that. You know, we have deity worship. So we offer food to Krishna, we offer chanting for Krishna.
那比如说呢，我们在我们的这个社区的组织安排的时候呢，我们就可以做这样的事情。那我们可以为 Krishna 而唱诵，我们也可以把我们的食物呢供奉给 Krishna。
And we can associate with devotees, you know, then that helps us remember Krishna. Because
我们可以和奉献者联谊，当我们和奉献者联谊的时候呢，就可以帮助我们记着 Krishna.
So Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana, you know, we hear about Krishna, we talk about Krishna, then we remember Krishna.
就是我们会聆听关于 Krishna 的话题，我们会讲述关于 Krishna 的话题，这样的话呢，就可以让我们能够记住 Krishna.
And then different devotees can serve Krishna in different ways.
不同的奉献者可以各种各样不同的方式去服务 Krishna.
In the spiritual world, you know, in the Krishna loka, even fighting with Krishna, arguing with Krishna, all kinds of ways they can serve.
那在这个 Krishna loka.在灵性世界里面呢，有的时候呢还会跟 Krishna 吵架，也可以和 Krishna 打架，然后有各种各样的方式呢去服务 Krishna。
The devotee is always satisfied, you know, whatever service he has for Krishna.
那么奉献者呢，他总是就是无论他为 Krishna 做什么样的服务，他都会感到心满意足。
So Krishna has servants, he has friends, he has parents, he has lovers.
所以呢 ，Krishna 有他的仆人，有他的朋友，有他的父母，还有他的爱侣。
In the spiritual world, even the trees and they're all fully conscious. They just want to offer their fruit to Krishna, their flowers to Krishna. They're thinking of that.
那么在灵性世界，即便是树。所有的一切都是有知觉的。那么他们做的所有的一切事情呢，都是为了要为 Krishna 服务。那比如说小树，他只是想把他的花和他的果实供奉给 Krishna。
And when they, you know, they're very happy when somebody picks the fruit and offers it to Krishna.
When they are very happy, someone.
Yeah, the tree or the flower, they're very happy when.Someone picks the fruit and they're conscious. They just want to do that. That's their service for Krishna.
Oh, okay. 那么就是比如说人们呢也比如说很开心，然后他们在树下如果是捡到了这个树底下的这个果子的话，因为他想着也是 Krishna， 所以他要把这个果子也要供奉给 Krishna。
So, if you want to offer a fruit to Krishna, there has to be a tree that produces the fruit.
那如果你要是想把一个果子供奉给 Krishna 的话，那也就意味着必须要有一棵能够长出果子的树才行。
So here, The tree is not consciously thinking, I want to offer my fruit. They're trees. They're in tree consciousness.
那么所以说呢，是有这个树的这个知觉。Sorry, Maharaj, I didn't hear that one. What about the
tree in the material world is a tree. He doesn't think I want to offer my fruit to Krishna.
Okay. 那么在这个物质世界的这个树呢
？What you're thinking?
Yeah. 那么在物质世界的这个树呢？它只是一棵树啊、它是没有一个它要把它的这个果子要供奉给 Krishna 的这样的想法的。我们并不知道树的想法到底是什么。
We don't know if they're thinking, but when you pick a fruit or you even buy it in the market, that tree that produced that fruit, that soul gets benefit when you offer it to Krishna.
但是呢，如果我们要到这个市场里面去买了这个水果，然后当把这个水果供奉给那以后呢？这个水果它长出来的那棵树里面的那个灵魂，它也就受益了。
So that's a special inconceivable mercy of the Sankirtan movement, or you know, this middle world, this earthly planet, that everybody is getting some kind of benefit by the more people are offering things to Krishna, the flowers are benefiting, the fruits of the people who are the farmers are benefiting, the shopkeepers, everybody.Get some little benefit from the things being offered to Krishna.
所以这就是 Sankirtan 运动的不可思议的地方所在。就是如果我们要是有更多的人能够从事 Sankirtan 的运动，能够更多的去把各种各样的这种活动或者是这个事物能够供奉给 Krishna 的话，那也就意味着有更多人能够受益。比如说这个长出来水果的这个树。然后还有就是这个卖水果的这些人，还有这个卖水果的这些商店，就是所有跟这个事情相关的这些零零总总都能够获益。
So if we just ask people to chant the holy name and they say Krishna, they get so much benefit.
如果我们要是让别人听众，如果要是别人能够念出 Krishna 这个词的话，那他能够从中得到很多的益处。
We just ask someone to read the Bhagavad Gita and they just look at it and touch it. They get benefit.
如果我们要是请人来看佛家放歌，他如果要是只是看一眼这个书，而且呢用手触碰一下这个书的话呢，他就能够从中获了很多的益处。
So if someone in bhakti, whatever they're doing it, they're offering it. It's not like you stop offering everything to Krishna.But they're doing it for Krishna's pleasure. They're doing what Krishna wants them to.
那所以说呢，处在 bhakti 之中呢，也就意味着你无论你做什么，你都是想着能够把你做出的这个事情呢供奉给 Krishna， 而并不是说是你要停止供奉了。
In the beginning stages, it's well, I like to do this. This is what I do, and I'm doing it, and I'm enjoying life. That's just a normal karmic good thing.
那在最开始的时候呢，还有这种 kami 的心态，也就是这个是我想做的事情。那我做这件事情呢，是因为我觉得开心，我觉得高兴，所以我才这么做的。
But the devotee, his way, Krishna or Guru is telling him, please do this, you do that, and he does that, and that he's offering everything to Krishna. Then you get much more spiritual benefit.
那么作为一个奉献者，他呢就会按照他自己的他和 Krishna 所让他做的事情去做。比如说呢，你现在这么做，你得那么做，你得把这个供奉给 Krishna。当他这么做了以后呢，他就能够得到，他就可以变得越来越灵性，然后能得到灵性的益处。
So that's what Lord Chaitanya kept saying. This is external. Tell me more. Tell me more. Until he finally got up to.In Radha and Krishna.
那所以为什么也就是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他一直就会说这都是外在的，是外在的。你要告诉我更多的关于这方面的话题，直到最后 Ramanujai 他就这个指向了 Radha 和 Krishna.
But at the same time, they were teaching that it's a gradual process, step by step.
但是与此同时呢，他们也还在教导，就是这是一个逐一渐进的过程。
All right, so Let's see if we have any questions from anybody.
Yes, yes, we do have questions. Now let's see.
We always do.
Yeah, the first one is from Rajendra Chabu. Thanks, Maharaj. Shijie Jiangde, Autonomy Yoga, Disgrace, the Georgian Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much. According to the teaching of the verse today, it is about karma yoga. Remember that if you praise Virgin Prabhu at this point, also the devotees are doing karma yoga, but not the bhakti. However, Srila Prabhupada put the karma yoga as part of the bhakti yoga. So if we cover them in this way, means that the karma yoga doesn't really part of the bhakti yoga, right? So the question is that how to smoothly to shift the karma yoga to the bhakti yoga, because for people to practice the karma yoga, sometimes it's also for them to shift it to the impersonalism realization. Say, for example, doing the karma yoga is likely for them to think that they want to merge with the Lord together.
Okay. Okay, well, usually that wanting to merge is a Gyani yogis.
那么通常来说呢，就是转化为这个非人格与神合一的，这是思辨瑜伽师。But
in the Bhagavad Gita, there's two chapters called Karma Yoga.
但是呢，在《博伽梵歌》里面有两章都被称为叫活动瑜伽 Karma Yoga.
One is chapter 3.
其中一个是第三章。
And that's Karma Yoga.
那个称为是活动瑜伽。
The natural karma yoga means you do good work.
Karma yoga 的意思呢，就是说你好好工作。
One is trying to avoid sinful activities. He's doing pious activities.
那也就是说，一个人呢，他要去从事虔诚的活动，而尽量的去避免从事罪恶的活动。
He may be giving charity and all those things.
那他也许可能会给布施，或者这样的活动。
But for himself, really.
但是他做这件事情呢，其实是为了他自己做的。
Then there's chapter 5 is called Krishna Karma.
那然后还有就是第五章，第五章呢被称为叫 Krishna Karma Yoga.
So that means that he's giving not just ordinary charity or ordinary good deeds, but he's giving to Krishna.
那也就是说呢，他并不是在做一个普通的一个布施活动，或者是从事一个普通的虔诚的活动，而是他把所有的一切都供奉给了 Krishna.
You know, he's working to build a temple or to help the Sankirtan movement or to, you know, something like that.
比如说呢，他的工作是为了要帮助建庙，然后呢，他的工作是为了要协助 Sankirtan 的运动等等。
So Bhakti Yoga includes Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga doesn't include Bhakti.
所以说呢,
Bhakti includes Karma.
Yeah, 所以说呢, 这个 Bhakti 瑜伽, 它是涵盖了 Karma 瑜伽的, 但 Karma 瑜伽里面呢, 并没有涵盖 Bhakti 瑜伽。
Bhakti Yoga is doing the highest welfare work for the benefit of every living entity.
那 Bhakti 瑜伽呢, 它实际上它是为了要众生的这个福祉而做的是更从事的更
So in the beginning it may be mixed, karma, mishra, bhakti it's called it. Karma that's mixed with bhakti.
那在最开始的时候呢，可能这个karma yoga和bhakti yoga它们俩是混合在一起的，就是在从事这个karma的活动里面混杂了bhakti。
So that's why Krishna says in this verse, you know, whatever you do, give it to me, do it as an offering to me.
那所以说呢，为什么 Krishna 就会在今天的这个世界里面在讲，无论你做什么，你都会为我而做，无论你吃什么的，你都把它供奉给我。
So that's actually like a kind of an elevated stage of karma yoga that, you know, is doing it for Krishna.
那其实呢，这其实是一个提升了的 karma yoga， 因为你在从事 karma yoga 的活动的时候，你是为 Krishna 做所有的这些事情的。
So this is what we're trying to.
那么这个呢，也就
是 tell people give a donation, please.
那这个就是我们
be very careful that we're using everything that people give us.In Krishna's service.
那这也就是我们努力在做的一件事情。那也为什么我们会请求别人给我们布施？那么当我们得到别人的布施了以后呢，我们要非常小心的把这些钱花在对 Krishna 的服务之中。
Then they benefit.
当我们这么做了以后呢，布施的人就会获益。
Like if someone in the market gives us some fruit or gives us, you know, some flowers or you know whatever.And we have to be sure we offer those to Krishna with love.
那比如说在市场里面，我们从别人手里面买了他的这个水果，还有他的这个鲜花，那我们一定要确信的一件事情是，我们要怀着爱把这个水果和鲜花供奉给 Krishna.
The karma, Mishra Bhakti, or someone may be offering to Krishna, thinking, well, I'll get something back for this.
那么这个混杂着 Bhakti 的 karma 活动呢？那这会儿这个人他的心态就是，那我也是把这个供奉给 Krishna， 但是呢，我还期待着 Krishna 能够给我一些回报。
So that's good. It's much better than, you know, just doing it only for yourself. But because you're offering to Krishna, you have faith in Krishna, but it's not the highest bhakti.
这个已经挺好的了，就是已经比为自己的利益而做这些事情要好得多。而且呢。这也意味着他对这个 Krishna 是有信心的。
Okay.
Yeah. So the next question is still from Rajendra Prabhu. 本师节 Krishna 说，无论做什么都为我做。在 preaching 的时候讲到这个师节，有的师兄会比较较真，他们就是说，无论做什么，我抽烟为 Krishna 喝，我喝酒为 Krishna 喝，我吃肉为 Krishna 吃。如果这样不行。那 Krishna 说了，无论做什么，无论做什么，那意味着我什么都可以做，只要为 Krishna 做就可以了。如果有的事情不能做，那为什么 Krishna 无论做什么都可以呢？只是就是可以。So in this verse, Krishna said that whatever you do, so while we one verse times some of the comments will argue that whatever you do, so I can smoke, but smoke Krishna, and I can drink for Krishna, I also can eat meat for Krishna. But if I cannot do all of it, but Krishna said that whatever you do,So what's the meaning of whatever you do? Means whatever you do means that I can do everything as long as Krishna. But if something I cannot do, but why Krishna said that whatever you do? Whatever you can do, whatever. But you just offer it to me.
Yeah, that's because always a little intelligence and discrimination is required.
那所以呢，我们总是还是需要有一些智慧和有一些分辨力的。
But like Prabhupada said, I heard him say one time, and I've seen it in Los Angeles when he went for a walk on the beach. He would see these men that they just drink wine and do anything else, only drink wine.
那么有一次呢，这个我记得说话，他是这么说的：，就清晨在洛杉矶的海边散步的时候呢，他就对这个人讲了。那么这个人呢，他是一个喝酒的人，他会喝酒。
So Prabhupada he mentioned that you know that verse that Raso hum up sukunte ya I'm the taste of water.
然后呢，他就说爸爸就像他提了那个时节，就是我是水之甘味。
So he he translated, he said, the taste of liquid.
然后他就把这个翻译成了就是我是汁液的滋味。
And he said, so if these people, when they drink the wine, if every time they drink wine, they think, oh, this taste is Krishna.
所以他就说，如果这些喝酒的人每次当他在喝酒的时候，他都在想，哦，这是 Krishna 的滋味。
They will become saintly people.
那他们就会变成圣洁的人。
But he said it will take a long time.
但是呢，他就说，这会让花很长的时间才能够让他成为圣洁的人。
Of course, the chances of remembering Krishna when they drink the wine is not very good because when you drink wine, you can't remember anything.
但是呢，让他们喝酒的时候想起 Krishna 的这种可能性呢，也不是特别大，因为一般人在喝酒的时候呢，就什么也想不起来了。
And even us, you know, we don't always remember when we drink water, oh, this is Krishna. Even when we eat prasadam, we don't always remember this is Krishna, this is Krishna. You know? We may just say, oh, I like this and I want more of that. You know?
就即便是这样，就当我们比如说喝水的时候，或者是当我们在融合prasadam的时候，我们其实也不是经常能够想起 Krishna 的。我们并没有想起 Krishna， 我们经常就会觉得，哦，这其实是我喜欢吃的东西。
So we're not getting the topmost benefit from that.
所以说，当我们这样的话呢，我们就不能够从这个菩萨那里面得到他最高的福利。
So, you know, someone may talk like that. It means that they don't really want to surrender to Krishna.
那所以说，当人他这么去辩论的时候，也就意味着他其实并没有想真正的要臣服于菩萨。
One has to know, you know.But when someone's so much in the mode of ignorance and they don't know what to do and they don't know what not to do.
当一个人他深深的陷在愚昧的这个境界里面的时候呢，他其实并不知道什么是应该做的，什么是不应该做的。
So, you know, we have to, hopefully we can teach them.
那所以呢，我们只能够希望我们能够教。
Still, we encourage.Oh, just chant Hare Krishna.
但是呢，对于这样的人呢，我们依然还是就鼓励他去念诵 Hare Krishna.
Because it's not good to try to argue with people so much in the mode of ignorance.
因为呢，就是和一个处于愚昧境界的人去辩论是没什么用处的。
But try to give them prasadam.
只是把 prasadam 给他们。
Make kirtan, you know.
让他们听 kirtan.
And don't, you know, go on a big thing against them.
但是呢，就不要跟他们这个争论。
So you want to offer to Krishna, but, you know, Krishna doesn't like meat, so you can't really offer that to Krishna. He won't accept it.
那比如说，如果你要是想要向 Krishna 供奉的话呢，但 Krishna 不喜欢吃肉，所以无法肉供给 Krishna。
Although some devotees think Krishna must like meat, so they offer this veggie meat or something.
You mean some devotees said Krishna like meat?
Some devotees, they offer veggie meat.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not dead flesh. But Krishna's not, doesn't like, if he liked the taste of meat, he could eat meat.
OK, 那么有些这个奉献者呢，就会把我们的这个素肉供奉给 Krishna。那其实 Krishna 他是不喜欢吃肉的，无论是素肉还是真正的肉。因为如果 Krishna 他这样喜欢吃肉的话，就直接吃肉就行了，不要吃素肉。
So they're offering that because they like the taste of meat, so it's not a very elevated offering.
那么这个奉献者之所以会把这个素肉供奉给 Krishna， 原因是因为他喜欢这个肉的这个味道。所以这个素肉的供奉是一个非常高级的供奉。
But Krishna is so merciful, you know, he will maybe accept it anyway.
但是 Krishna 他特别的仁慈，所以呢，他可能反正也就会接受了。
But if we offer really nice things to Krishna, you know, that are cooked with love and first class, you know, vegetarian things, everybody will be completely satisfied.
但是如果我们要是把怀着爱心烹制的这个食物，就是非常好的这个东西供奉给 Krishna 的话，那 Krishna 就会很开心，然后这样的话呢，就会所有的人都能够受益。
Okay.
Yeah. The next question is from Olivia Mataji. Hare Krishna, 敬拜 Guru 的莲花组，请问我们新人如何修习 Krishna 知觉？昨天和一位奉献者聊天说，我们正在做的太激进了，应该轻松的把我们的灵修生活融入到我们的生活，其实如何自然的将灵修融入到生活，我不知道怎么做才最好。对我来说，灵性和物质之间的平衡化是困难的，因为找感恩念的仁慈力。Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble business at the lotus feet. So my question is that for the new people like us, what is the right way to practice Krishna consciousness? Yesterday, I had a little chat with a devotee and mentioned that right now our practice is a little bit too fanatical. We should be a little bit more relaxed. Merge with spiritual life with our life. So, my question is that how naturally to combine spiritual life into our day? I don't think there's a first to me, it's always hard to balance and shift the spiritual and the material life. Thank you. Please guide me.
Yeah, we have to. You know, Vidyam Chabijam Jaya Stad, it's in the Ishapanishad that we have to cultivate knowledge and ignorance sideways.
We have to cultivate the knowledge and?
And ignorance, it's in the Ishapanishad.
Vidyam
Chabijam Jaya Stad Vedavayam Saha. One has to cultivate knowledge and ignorance side by side. That means we have to practice spiritual life. We have to live in the material world also.
Okay. 那么就是这个在知道书里面就提到了，我们要在愚昧中去培养我们的灵性生活。也就是说呢，我们一方面呢要去培养我们的灵性生活，那另外一方面呢，我们还必须要在我们的这个物质世界里面生活。
So, you know, we have to. Whatever, that's why we have this offer, whatever you're doing to Krishna, if you're making some money on your job, and usually it, you know, give something to Krishna.
那所以说呢，我们无论在做什么事儿的时候，比如说我们上班，然后上班以后我们赚的钱，我们应该把我们赚得的这些工资的一部分要给予 Krishna, 供奉给 Krishna.
If you don't have any money, do something for Krishna. Even if you have no money, you can do some little service for Krishna.
如果我们要是没有钱的话呢，我们应该还是可以为Krishna 做一些小服务。
Many people start that way. They just help the devotee do something, you know.
很多奉献者都是这样开始的，就是他们比如说可以去在某些方面去帮助奉献者。
And they sweep the temple.
然后他们会去扫庙。
You know, whatever.
无论做些什么。
Lord Chaitanya very kindly, you know, just chant Hare Krishna.
但是呢，主持人天天马哈巴布其实非常仁慈，他告诉我们只是去唱诵 Hare Krishna.
Take some time every day to chant Hare Krishna.
那每天呢，都花一些时间去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的名字。
That's the beginning.
这就开始了。
And the middle and the end.
而且呢，也是中间，也是最后，也是结束。
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita one place, I am the beginning, aham adir madhyam cha. I am the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里面的某一个世界里面就讲到了，他说我是初始，我是中间，我也是结束。
So, chanting Hare Krishna in the bhakti process is the beginning, but it's also the end.
所以说呢，在Bhakti 的程序里面，唱诵 Hare Krishna 它是我们的开始。
You know, for some people, the first thing is to read the book.
但是对有些人来说呢，第一件事要做的事呢，可能是读书。
And just to take prasadam.
或者说呢，是荣耀菩萨的。
You know, if we can't tell someone, you know, you can't eat meat, then they freak out. And how can I do that? My mother wants me to eat meat. My work people if you want, you know, but would come and eat prasadam sometimes.
那比如说有些人呢就会说我没办法不吃肉，比如说我妈非得让我吃肉，或者说我必须得去做这个工作，那也不要跟他们说让他们不吃肉了，而是让他们尽量多的来领受菩萨的。
That's why devotees make restaurants, or they make business selling cookies or something, you know, so people can engage. They can begin eating prasadam.
那也就为什么奉献者会开设餐厅，然后呢会派书。那这样的话呢，就可以使人来这个餐厅里面来吃饭，然后去看书。那这样的话呢，就可以通过这样的方式来从事对库什纳的服务。
All right.
Yes. The next question is from Radhananda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深顶拜亲爱的 Gurudev， 请问如何知道我们的坚持哪些供奉是无效的？Hare Krishna, please accept my very, very humble obeisances to you. So my question is that how can we know that what type of offer has been accepted by Krishna, but which kind of offer now is he win?
Can you repeat that? That connection.
She is asking how do we know what kind of offer is...acceptable by Krishna, what kind of offer is in vain?
That's in the previous verse, you know, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhakta. When it's offered with love, that's what Krishna wants.
那么在前面那个时间里面就讲到了，当这个供奉是怀着爱供奉给 Krishna 的时候呢， Krishna 就会接受。
And like sometimes Krishna is like the father.
A
small child gives him something, even the thing is not very nice, but it has no value, or even he bought it with the father's money. The father is very happy that the child has some love. He wants to give him something.
那比如说这个孩子他给父亲的这个小礼物呢，是完全不值钱的一个小东西，或者说呢是用父亲的钱给他买的，但是父亲呢会很开心的接受孩子这个东西，因为孩子呢是怀着爱把这个东西给他的。
So that's the important thing that we just say this is for you, Krishna.
所以这是非常重要的。那就 Krishna 说 ，Krishna 这是给你的。
Idam Krishnaya idam, I'm offering this to you.
我把这个供奉给您。
Then Krishna accepts it.Of course, we know, you know, we have to know a little bit so we don't offer meat and whiskey and, you know, we don't steal for Krishna.
那然后呢我们就可以把它供奉给 Krishna。但是首先呢我们必须还是需要稍微小了解一点儿，就是我们不要把肉啊或者是叫 whiskey 啊这样的不应该供奉给 Krishna 的东西供奉给他。
But sometimes like in...We go for Sankirtan and we go in the fish market and the meat market and the people there give donation and they take books. So that's except Krishna appreciates their offer.
但是有的时候我们在进行 Sankirtan 的这个活动的时候，比如说我们会到这个自由市场里面，那么自由市场里面的有一些这个卖肉的卖鱼的这些商贩，他们会把他们的钱拿出来然后给布施，然后呢会拿出书。那这样的话呢，这个 Krishna 他们就会对他们的这样的供奉而感到开心，就会接受。
That doesn't mean I can, you know, open a fish market and give some donation to Krishna and then be free.
但是这并不意味着我可以去开一个鱼市，然后把我从鱼市里面赚的钱呢的一部分奉献给 Krishna 作为我的供奉。
So we learn from the guru what Krishna likes and what Krishna.And we offer him what he likes. But the main thing he likes is the bhakti, the service attitude.
对呢，我们是从 guru 那儿去学，知道我们应该把什么供奉给 Krishna， Krishna 会喜欢什么。但是最就是终极的这个原则，就是我们要把这个 bhakti， 要把这个爱供奉给 Krishna。
Okay.
Yeah, the last one from Radhika Priya Mataji. 两种情况，一和奉献者生活在。一起服务 Krishna， 或者因为业报的原因行职责服务家人，这两种情况下心中的 Krishna 有什么不同吗？ So there were two situations. One is that she is a devotee and serve the Lord together. Or the other situation that, let me see. And then the other situation is that has to live with her family and also part some duties with the family. So in these two situations, if the Lord in the heart act differently.
Well, this is, we're all caught up in, you know, we have our karma and whatever. So some people have to live with the family. They have duties to the family. So we have to do them.
那我们每一个人呢都有自己的业报，那有些人呢可能就必须要和这个家人在一起，然后由于业报的原因呢要和他们进行应对，所以呢我们必须要去履行我们和家人在一起的这个职责。
But Krishna is in everyone's heart.
但是呢 Krishna 是处在每个人的心中的。
So we have to know that, you know, we're praying to Krishna in the heart to help these people to somehow know Krishna.
所以呢，我们要向心中的 Krishna 去祈祷，让自己的家人或者跟自己一块待在一起的这些人能够无论如何应该能够去了解 Krishna 或去知道 Krishna.
And we want to follow the regular principles and chant our Krishna.
而所以我们呢，要去遵循我们的规范原则，以及去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的名字。
So just like ordinary people, they may have to live with their family, but they will also go to a movie or go to a sports game or something.
那么就好像这些普通人，他们会和家人住在一起，但是呢，他们还会去参加各种各样的活动，比如说去看球赛呀，或者是去进行运动活动啊。
Or go out and get drunk, you know. So the devotee, they will go and do some service for Krishna.
If they
can meet with devotees, or if they can just chant, or they go somewhere and read Bhagavad Gita.
那么这个奉献者呢，他可以用这些时间呢，出去和这个奉献者在一起，然后可以为 Krishna 做服务，并且可以去读佛家梵歌，读佛教法。
Sometimes we have to do things, you know, like some devotees have to cook meat for their husband or their parents or something. So, but this is somehow their situation at the moment. It's not like, but, you know, they're doing, it's still their varnashram duty.
那比如说有的时候呢，这个奉献者他可能要给他的家人、给他的父母或者给他的这个丈夫做肉什么的，但是这也就意味着他是处在他自己的这个 varnashram 的这个体系里面，然后呢要去履行他自己的职责。
But they should try to, you know, if they also make some rice or something, you know, make sure you offer that to Krishna and some tahu.Tofu or something, you know, make sure you offer the things to Krishna that can be offered. And hopefully they'll eat that also. You
have to let them know. 但是就除了做这个肉菜之外呢，还要做一些 Krishna 可以吃的，就可以供奉给 Krishna 的菜，然后把这个供奉给 Krishna 的这个食物呢，给家人去吃。
Okay, so Jay Shane.
Maharaj, there are more questions.
More? Okay, you said that was the last one.
No, no, the last one, but after that, I see there was more. But I wonder if you have time to answer all of this. The first one is from 聆听属于自己的声音。老师，咕噜您好。昨天的三位女神崇拜刚刚结束，听咕噜讲课说，圣帕帕德不提倡我们社团崇拜半神人，但对半神人要尊重。群里组织的是崇拜 Vati 女神，但 Vati 女神和 Durga 女神九天的戒食苦行虽然是崇拜三个女神，念三个女神的不同的祷文，但心态要知道不同的崇拜三个女神的。太理解，也是你的意思，就说 Krishna 是树根，我们跟 Krishna 这个树根浇水，枝叶都得到。如 Krishna 的奉献者，无需崇拜半神人，只崇拜 然后他为什么还要这个卖的客户啊 Mark, a therapist, this question about this mother.
Just a minute, not speak slowly.
Yeah, this mother just said that in one of the group, they worshipped the three goddesses for 9 days. Those are the Saraswati, Lakshmi, Devi, and Durga Devi. And they said that the reason for them to do it fast for 9 days, and the reason for them to do it is to have a better way to think of the world. So the thing I don't understand.
The reason was what?
The way for them to do it is because they want to have more power to think of Krishna. So her question is that since we have already said that Lord is the root of the tree, so why we still do this fast programs to worship the devas?
Okay. So I'll repeat that because I had to listen very carefully. So they're doing some kind of worship of different demigods, thinking that they'll get power to remember Krishna.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're so advanced.
I don't know. Sorry, what did you say?
Yeah, the gopis did that, for instance. They worship goddess Katyayani to get Krishna as their husband.
OK, 那么实际上是这样的，就这些勾皮姑娘们，她们会去崇拜这些女神，然后通过这个女神的这个崇拜来更好的去崇拜 Krishna。
And it was tapasya, but they were totally only thinking of Krishna the whole time.
那么她们会去从事这些苦修，但是呢，当她们在进行苦修的时候，她们脑子里面唯一的完全想的就只是 Krishna。
You know, we have the process chanting the holy name.
那么我们有唱诵圣名的程序。
In that way, pleasing the guru, in that way, we'll remember Krishna.
那么以这样的方式呢，我们就可以取悦guru，然后呢，我们还可以就以这样的方式去崇拜Krishna。
So.In Vedic culture, you know, there is some facility for that. But for us, you know, if we start trying to do different demigod worship, and then it has to be done very precisely, and we can't really do that, and we get caught up in trying to do everything this way and that way, and it won't help us remember Krishna.
那么在伟达的这个程序里面呢，是对于半神人的这个崇拜有一些这个教导的。但是对于我们来说，如果我们是崇拜半神人的话，我们就必须要非常的严格的去做去崇拜半神人的事情。但是由于我们又没有办法非常的严格去做，那也就是我们会被这个任务这件事去分神。如果当我们在半神人的状态下崇拜的话，那我们没有办法得到我们想要的结果。
The demigods are devotees of Krishna. They like kirtan. They like.
但是半神人们呢，他们是Krishna 的奉献者，所以他们也特别喜欢听 kirtan.
So better we just chant Hare Krishna.
现在我们最好的方式呢，就最好还是就是只是唱诵 Hare Krishna 就好了。So the next question is still from her. 请问老师，灵性导师给中国的有的地区起了灵性的地名，如文达文、马图拉等一些灵性的名字，这个意义是什么呢？是不是所在地的奉献者所修行的层面和知觉有所不同，他们的心态也不一样呢？将来是最后的福也是不同的。My question is that you know some of the Chinese places have the spiritual names.So, for example, like Shanghai has been called as the Shantipur, Beijing has been called as Raja, something like that. So, her question is that does that mean for the gopis, if a different location have the different realizations in the spiritual level, and also they have a different mood for?And in the future, for therefore their eventually ending place also will be different.
I don't think so.
不是这样的。
Actually, in the beginning, I gave those names, so, you know, because we didn't want to mention where we were.
Okay. 那其实在最开始有没有 for the safety concern, security concern?
But that's, you know, like we want to remember our Krishna, so we give names like that.
Okay, 其实呢，我们就是在最开始的时候给这些地方灵性的名字的原因，是因为我们不想提我们所在的这个地方到底在哪儿。还有另外一个原因呢，就是给了这个灵性的名字，也是为了让我们能够记住这个地方。So
in America has many places called new something.
所以在美国有很多地方都被称为是新什么什么。New
York, you know, because people came from York, which is a place in England.
New York. Okay. 比如说在美国哈，这个叫纽约，它其实就是叫新 York. 因为 York 这个地方呢是英国的一个地方，所以呢，它就把它叫成新 York，美国的。So
they wanted to remember their home place.
那他们想记住他们自己的最原始的家园。But
establish it in a different way or a different place. So, like we have New Vrindavan and New Dwarka and New.
My
Rajadam and new, so many things.
所以呢，我们也就会有新Dwarka、新Vrindavan，或者是新很多地方。So
we want to remember, you know, the original place, and we want to establish that mood.
那所以呢，我们就想记住这原初的地方，然后呢，在这个地方真正的建立起那个地方的心态。And
it's just another way to remember Krishna.
那这只是另外一个去记住Krishna的方法。Just
like when we get initiated, we get a different name of Krishna.
那就好像是当我们在启迪的时候呢，我们就会得到一个跟Krishna相关的名字。So
we can remember Krishna, and anyone who hears our name, they can also remember Krishna.
所以呢，一方面我们可以记住Krishna，另外一方面呢，任何一个呼唤我们的名字的人，他也可以记住Krishna。
All right.
The next one from Smoky Radha Mataji. 如果接受训示灵性导师的指导，而不和guru接触，不脱离guru，接受启迪，对奉献者的影响，是不是对灵性guru影响呢？如果BBC老师在训导们的时候推荐guru，是推荐一位和自己关系密切的guru，这样的做法对吗？ So the question is that if we only accept the guidance from Shiksha Guru, not have any with Guru, not get any shout with any Guru.
I'm sorry, too much. You got to start over slowly because the connection breaks sometimes.
Okay, I will just paraphrase it. She said that... Well, actually, I missed them. I overlooked them.
It's about Shiksha Guru.
Yeah. No. Actually, I didn't see another one. Actually, before that, she has another question. 请问，Guru，BBC老师给自己的学生起灵性名字和Guru，对灵性名字和学生怎么不同？训示灵性导师是应该如何接受学生的名字？如果出发点希望他们会在。 Okay, her question is that some of the teachers from BBT, they gave the name to the student, give a spiritual name to the student. So the question is that what is the difference of the name be given by the Shiksha Guru versus the initiated Guru? So, and also, if it's right for them to give the name, if it's all right for them to give the name for the concern of give the protection to one who accepted the name. This is first part of the question. And the other part of the question is what said just, because of the BBC's teacher, they, never recommend any guru. or the only restaurant the guru you feel closely connected with. She's asking if this is the right way. And also, if our students never get the shelter from the guru and never get the initiation from the guru, if that is the right way.
Wow. I'm not sure I caught every detail of it, but if someone is initiated, that's the, you know, we shouldn't try to give them another name.
No. She is saying that because I think what she said that because now we have some of the disciple courses, and when the newcomers are accepting the courses, they haven't, they don't know any gurus, but the BBT teachers, they only recommend the guru they like to them, or they didn't really recommend any guru to them. So she's asking that if it's okay for a practitioner never get a guru or never get shelter from a guru, never appreciate it, so that it will be okay for them. And another one is that for this newcomer, she's going to get a name from for the.
Okay, yeah. So in our society, we don't like that idea that just anybody gives a name, because that's kind of like of initiation.
那么其实在我们的这个社团里面呢，其实我们不推荐这样的一个做法，就是随便给人一个名字，因为这个名字给了这个名字，就好像是在启迪的，就好像这人已经启迪了，在启迪的时候他要得到的一个东西。
And when we do get a name from a guru, the most important thing is the das, dasi, servant.
但是如果我们要是真正的从guru那儿得到了一个名字的话，最重要的这个名字的那个部分是 das 和 dasi 那一部分，就是仆人的这一部分。
So it's one thing, you know, if someone is saying, oh, my guru, I like my guru helped me so much, that's all right.
那么有人可能说，哎呀，我的咕噜，我特别喜欢我的咕噜，我的咕噜给我的帮助可大了。那么这么说是可以的。
But if we're trying to say no, my guru is the best, and you should get initiated by my guru, that's not good.
但是如果要是我说，我的咕噜是最棒的，你需要从我的咕噜那得到启迪的话，那这就不太好了。
One example, one devotee was asking Prabhupada one time, Prabhupada, you know, we are very fallen, but how is it that we got the best guru?
那么有一次呢，一位奉献者就问说，爸爸对夸爸说呢，说我们是最堕落的，我们怎么能够得到最好的那位guru呢？
And Prabhupada was going, what? You know, huh?
然后说爸爸说，你说什么？
And so a few times, and then Prabhupada kept, and they were thinking Prabhupada doesn't understand.
那所以呢，有好几次他们就觉得说爸爸可能没明白他的问题。
Actually, it's Prabhupada's humility. He's not thinking I'm the best guru.
那事实上呢，这个就是说爸爸的谦卑，就是说爸爸他自己并没有认为他自己是最棒的 guru。
So then someone tried to explain it.And they said, Prabhupada, like some people get, and they mentioned some different famous bogus guru, incarnation, this and that. Why did we get you?
Okay. Sorry. I might have to say it again. I want to translate it very carefully.
They didn't mention, I not mentioned the name, but they mentioned the name of some famous, you know, so-called incarnation.And some people get that person instead of, but why did we get Prabhupada? Why did we get the best?
Okay. 那么就是说，那么就这里面呢就没有提到这个具体的这个名字，但也就是说呢，就是可能就有一些觉得好像有一些其他的更加的有名的一些咕噜，那我怎么会没有得到那位咕噜的这个启迪呢？
So Prabhupada laughed. He said, "Well, they think their guru is the best."
那么人生爸爸就笑了，说他们觉得他们的guru是最好的、最棒的。
So like, if a woman is saying my husband is really, really good, but she's not saying everyone should marry my husband.
那么这好像就是一个女子说我的丈夫是最棒的，但她这话的意思并不是说所有人都应该跟我的丈夫结婚。
When we go out, we see so many families, so many couples, you know, and they're very happy together.
那比如说当我们出去的时候呢，我们就会看到很多非常快乐的家庭，很多的快乐的夫妻。
But someone else may think, well, that girl's not very beautiful, or that man is not very rich, I don't think he's very nice.
但是也许可能就会说，哎，这个人，这个姑娘其实长得也并不是那么美啊。那个男的，他的这个事业也不是那么有成啊。那我觉得他这并不是最，就是并不是最好的这个婚配的对象。
So and then the last question, you know, we need to take shelter. We need to become humble and surrender to Guru.
还有另外一个，就最后这个那个问题最后一部分，就是我们需要得到这个托庇，我们需要得到启迪的，而且呢，我们需要非常的谦卑的去向 Guru 去询问。
This doesn't mean that we have to immediately find a Guru and get initiated without knowing what we're doing and without being really convinced and understanding.
但是这并不意味着就是我们现在立刻呢就要去这个找到一位 Guru， 然后呢立刻已经被他给说服了，立刻的知道我们现在需要去做什么，什么是对的。
Like some neophyte devotees, they'll tell people, if you're not initiated, then your service has no value or your chanting is not valuable. And make people think, I have to get initiated right away. It's some kind of prestige or something. Then they won't last very long. That's to develop real love.
有些这个初级的奉献者，他可能就会去对别的人就说如果你要是不启迪，如果你要是不找一位guru的话，那你现在做的这些服务，你的念诵都是无用的，都是在浪费时间。那这样的话呢，就会让人家非常的着急的去找一位guru，然后呢，也好像处在一种这个有名望的这个状态之下。
Alright.
Yes, last one.
Okay, last one. Alright.
Yeah. 请问老师，我们奉献者之间的组，如果一个奉献者他愿意的话，一个奉献者的业报他就会自己自动的承担一些吗？也就是说，奉献者之间有没有给别人承担业报的能力和义务？She's asking that if the devotees has any responsibility and also.
Start over again. You talk too fast.
She's asking if the devotee has any responsibility and has any capability to take the karma from the others if we are very close to each other. She is saying that for the a group of devotees together.For the seniors in the group, if this seniors in the group has the responsibility or has the power or capability to accept the karma from the others,
they might, you know, get something. It's just like if we recommend someone for initiation, the person who recommends gets something. But devotees are offering everything to Krishna, so Krishna really takes the karma.
嗯。他们可能会承担一些业报，比如说，如果我们要是推荐，就是如果是这个年长奉献，如果是推荐了这个人去接受启迪的话，那他可能会接受这个人的一些业报。但是呢，奉献者会把所有的一切都供奉给 Krishna， 所以这个业报真的是由 Krishna 所承担的。
But when we're guiding people and helping them, you know, we get entangled in their life, so we get something, but. The devotee is strictly following the process, and Krishna is taking the karma.
那么就是，比如说，当我们再去指导人的时候，然后呢，再去帮助这个人的时候，因为 when we help and guide the others and the other,
yeah, then we get entangled in their life.
Okay.
But if we teach someone chant and they chant, we get benefit, for instance.
Okay.就是说，如果我们要是去指导别人，然后呢，去这个如果我们要是陷到了别人的这个问题中的时候， 那么也就意味着我们会承担别人的这个业报。但如果我们要让别人也能够开始去休息，开始去念诵的话，那其实我们也能够得到他在念诵的这个益处。
And if they go and do all nonsense, it might disturb our mind very much and make us feel bad. It's not exactly getting the karma for the activity, but, you know, something.
Yeah.那比如说他们要是去干坏事的话，就是这个坏事会非常的搅扰我们的心意的。其实也就并不是说我们会得到他们的这个业报的这个结果，但是呢它会影响我们。
OK, so thank you all very much.
非常感谢大家。
谢谢
very much for the poor connection.
AndSuo yo long yao bui yue chu pu vong sha jie.
Yes.
Somehow on my computer the print is so small I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Marge, there is one more question, but I'm really running out of time and I need to talk to you.
Okay. So let's wait that question.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 不好意思 Chatter Marge, 您这个
好的好的
好
OK so you can call me back alright you can cut off
I was in the last part 百坤的知音服务员愿意聆听非常感谢咖啡撑着马尔这位我们今天的精彩
的 thank you all and,
谢谢大家祝大家在困难知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周五。非常的抱歉，今天的这个连接很不清楚。Hare Krishna。